Hello and welcome to the podcast Going Down in the DM. I'm Delaney.
And I'm Maya. For today's episode, welcome to Girl Talk. It goes down in the DM.
It goes down in the DM. Yep. Hello, Maya.
Hey, Delaney B.
Yeah, we kind of have some bad news.
Really bad news, guys.
Well, today for us, this is January 7th. So yesterday was the 6th when, like, the Proud Boy Madness happened yesterday.
In D.C., right in the heart of our campus, my apartment. Yeah. Like, right in the middle of it. And when they just decided that it was okay to do that and there were going to be no consequences. But unfortunately, we had a trip planned. Delaney was going to come to D.C.
Yeah, I was going to go see Maya in D.C., but it would just be irresponsible and stupid for us to go to D.C. and,
like, in the heart of it. And because we don't want to just sit in the apartment. Like, we wanted to do stuff. And I remember last night I was watching the news and they said there was, like, reports of, like, those, I think they're called, like, pipeline bombs or something. Where my brother explained they're, like, really tiny bombs, but then people put, like, knives and nails in them. So when it explodes, that then kills someone. And they said they found them, like, all over the National Mall, which is, if you guys don't know, that's, like, where all the monuments are. And, like, I'm pretty sure we probably would have went there at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And just hung out there.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I agree. It's just, like, kind of, it wouldn't be safe. It would be irresponsible. It's one thing if we were just going to sit in the apartment and, like, do nothing, but that's not what we want to do. And we haven't seen each other in, like, months. So.
And also, I was going to say, like, this was obviously this, like, attack was planned.
Yeah.
On, like, whatever, like, website or platform, like, they used. But I saw, like, one post where it was, like, on January 6th, we're going to go and storm the Capitol. But if this is not successful, then we're going to try again on the 19th, and we're going to bring more weapons and more people. So,
oh, my God.
And that was, like, literally the day that we were going to be doing the most stuff. So, it's, like that's why terrible. Even be there? So.
Yeah. See, but, like,
too dangerous.
It raises and the also, question for me, do I even go back? Like, do I even go for, because I was going to go this weekend if Delaney was coming. If not, I was going to go the next weekend. But
well, because she's in New York. She's at home right now. She's not.
I'm in New York for the holidays and stuff. But, like, if they're going to come on the 19th, I would be there. Is it, like, even worth it? But then it's, like, you know, you pay rent. Like, it, you know, to not be there for over a month is kind of, like, a waste of money. So.
Yeah.
I'm, that's like.
So true.
Yeah, I'm like, do I feed into their theories and not go back? Or, you know, with nothing, if nothing happens? Or do I just stay home, waste money, and I don't know.
That's hard.
I don't know. Yeah.
That sucks. It's so stupid because if the police and the National Guard and, you know, the government had shown these terrorists the same, you know, violence and the same
and resistance
energy that they showed Black Lives Matter, then it literally, we wouldn't even have to worry about it because they would be like, oh,
exactly. Okay, we'd feel safe.
We're not protected. Doing this again. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't even feel safe, like, being in D.C. knowing that it was that easy to get into the Capitol. Like,
and it's not that easy to get into the Capitol.
It's not.
But for them, it was.
Exactly.
Because they're white. Yeah.
And literally, my friend from home, she was like, oh, are you nervous? Like, are you ever nervous to live in D.C.? And I was like, honestly, not really. But, like, I was saying how sometimes, like, the white supremacist people would come on campus and, like, be like, don't get abortions with, like, signs. And we would just, like, argue with them. But I never felt, like, unsafe. But
only, like, time I felt unsafe was, like, when we got that, like, there was, like, a bomb threat. But I didn't take it seriously because no one would just bomb DC. Like, there was too much protection being in DC.
Exactly, which is what I said. I was like, but overall, I think there's so many things in place to protect the city that I do feel comfortable. But now I'm like, I don't know. I don't know about those things that I thought were in place because like, where were you yesterday?
They're only protecting certain people.
Yeah.
Basically.
So, and we go to a historically black college, which we know they're not protecting. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a mess. I definitely feel less safe now. I feel like with, like, CJ Pearson, is that his name? The black conservative. With him getting accepted to Howard and him shedding light on Howard from, like, that audience, like, that conservative audience.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I wish that he didn't get accepted to Howard. And I wish that, I don't know, because I didn't want them to know about Howard.
I remember all the people under his Twitter, the comments, they were like, don't go there, like, terrible school, like, why would you even go there? So it's like, you're right. It's all in their heads. And, like, Delaney and I were texting last night, and we were saying, like, Howard is a target. Like, it's a huge target. If they know anything about anything, they know, oh, let's go attack a historical black college. Especially Howard, like, So.
I remember when we, during homecoming, our freshman year, and I remember just, like, looking around, and I was like, this is such a target.
There's, like, so many people
here. Like, I don't even want to say this, but, like, there's so many black people here. Yeah. And it's such a target.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's horrible to think that way, but it's true.
Yeah. And it's, like, it kind of makes me sad that this is how we have to think. Not kind of. It does make me sad that it's how I have to think now. Because I've said this before. Like, I already am always, like, nervous that something's going to happen. So now to have to have in my head, oh, my God, where I live could possibly, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It is scary.
That's true. I don't know. I don't want to keep this. I want to be a light for people listening. I don't want to continue.
On a lighter note, I have something I could talk about.
Okay. Yeah. I know what you're going to talk about. Okay.
Really? What is it? Wait, I don't think
you talk about. Oh, no, I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
What were you gonna say? I wasn't going to say that yet.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. You can find out in, like, 6 months.
Twin flame conversations.
Yep. I was going to talk about all the books that I bought recently.
Okay.
Because I kind of talked about this in my resolutions podcast, but I found so many books that I enjoy. And I've never enjoyed reading, like, stories. I've only ever enjoyed, like, self-help books. But I found so many stories. And I'm like, oh, my God, where was this all my life? And now I'm glued. Like, you guys can't see, but I'm showing Delaney, like, a book sits next to me every day. Like, I can't not read a book a day. Like,
That's
love
so
it.
That's so good.
It's
You're just like my mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like you are just like my mom, like, actually.
Really?
I wonder if you and my mom have, like, some, like, placements the same.
We might. I feel like a lot of our our life is very similar.
Is the same, yeah.
Yeah. Like, we have very similar charts. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The TikTok I sent you earlier about finding, like, your purpose, the video literally said, often twin flames have the same end node.
We need to talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so apparently your twin flame has the same north node, like, the same sign, and mine and I have the same north node sign.
Yeah.
Do you know what house or which...
it's in my first house.
Oh, it's in your first house. Okay, it's in my eighth house, but it's the same sign, so...
Yeah, it says that symbolizes, like, your purpose or, like, you know, like, your passions in life, and I was like, it makes so much sense, because we do literally talk about the same exact, like, wants for ourselves, just in, like, different areas.
Ways,
and also, like, meeting you, it's about to be so sappy and deep, but, like...
Yeah, it's okay, I know you're gonna... It, like, solidified it.
Yeah. And, like, you know how it says, like, you seek a thing in, like, the public eye, but you'll find that, like, your passion is for, like, friendship and family and stuff? And I was gonna say, I feel like I didn't know the true, like, meaning of friendship until I met you.
Yeah. Like... Yeah, exactly.
Or not the true meaning, because obviously I have some true friends, but, like... Yeah. How deep it, like, how important it is.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, I can say the most random thing to Delaney, and it just turns into, like, a whole, like, therapy session.
Yeah.
The other night, we were just, like, going off and, like, bouncing. I was like, this was not meant to happen right now. But, like, it did.
Or, like, I'll say something completely outlandish, and Maya will be like, yeah, okay. And I'm like, yeah, that's the exact response I want. Like, I don't want you to be like, I just want you to just be like, okay.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's just normal. It's just friendship, you know? It just just men's, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy. I can't believe the world. It's crazy.
I know that. We say that every day. We're like, life is crazy. This world is crazy.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok and it was like, the guy was like, once you figure this out, you'll be so powerful. And it was like high vibration music, like in the background. And he was like, listen up. We are floating on a rock in a sky, and you have the power to control every single thing that happens. And the way he was saying it was, like, weird. But I was like, but he's so right. True. Like, we do have the power. You just said it weirdly. But he's right. Yeah. We have power to do whatever we want. It's awesome.
Goals. I wish I could just, like, detach myself and just, you know, just, like, keep that in my head. Like, we're literally on a floating rock in space. Like we're literally, like, in space. Like, we're literally, like, just think about it. Like, think about space. What around us matters?
It's, like infinite.
Who is around us?
No one. Crazy.
And, like, do you know anyone in the state? Like, there's so many people living completely, like, your neighbor. You might know their name. You don't know their cousin. Their cousin's living a completely different life, and you don't even know.
Yeah, like it's called, like, Sonder, right? That's, like, the word for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy. I love that.
Sonder's a little bit different. Like, that's when you, like, walk into a crowd, I think. But I was just thinking, like, just, like, my neighbor. Like, I don't even know her name. Like, I see her. We live in the same... I don't know anything about her. And she doesn't know anything about me. And I probably never will. And that's okay. And
she has an entire life story.
Exactly.
Heartbreaks, love stories, soulmates, twin flames. Like,
exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
And, like, people at work, when I check them out, like, I'm ringing up their groceries. I probably will never see them again.
Yeah.
But, like, the interactions that I'll have are completely different than the next interactions that they have. But I'll only remember the ones that I have. It's just crazy. Life is.
Yeah.
This is, like, some high talks right now.
No, literally. It's like your mind, like, tingles thinking about it.
It's right?
Like,
oh, it's the third eye. The third eye is awakening. Yeah.
I don't know if I said this on the podcast or if I only said it to you, but, like, that happened to me the last time I was in Florida. I was on the plane. And, like, it was definitely, like, a high thought. Like, I had just woken up from a nap, and I was, like, looking out the window. And I like, saw people because we were, like, kind of, like, landing. And I'm, like... That person could be having the worst day of their life or the best day of their life. That person could have just gotten broken up with. That person could have just found out they're pregnant. Like, what? Like, insane and crazy. Life and, like, what's crazy. A normal day to me could be the best day of your life or the, or worst, the worst day of your life.
Yeah.
Like,
or just another normal day. Like, life is crazy. And but I think it doesn't matter. Yeah.
I was saying it makes you feel less, like, alone or less, like, you're the only one going through it because you know at some point someone has done it or felt what you're feeling before. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, comforting to know that you're not the only person who's gone through it.
And it reminds us to, like, it reminds us to just, like, relax because just relax and look around you. It's not all about you.
Yeah.
And it's okay to just, I don't know, just be empathetic to other people. I don't even know where I'm going with this. Just live life.
Yeah.
There's, like, no words. It's just a feeling.
No, yes. And I think I 100% agree with it. You just have, like, this, like, realization that, like.
Exactly.
It's not all about me. Everyone is having their own problems at some point in another. And it doesn't make my problems less significant. But it just means that you don't know what people are going through. Like, show empathy. Show gratitude. Exactly. Like, be thankful for the sun and for the sunset. And for the cold air. Like, enjoy literally every single moment. It's crazy.
Exactly.
Have you watched Soul yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God, it's good. Have to watch it. We should have.
I wish we were together.
If you had come, we could have watched it.
I know. Because,
like, it's like, that's a Maya Delaney movie.
Yeah.
Like, I know. Like, you don't even have. Like, you have to watch it. It's so good.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it tomorrow. I'll watch it with my sister.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think it's kind of heavy for younger kids.
She's but
it's
watched made... it before, but yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because I feel like it's kind of heavy. Like,
she's,
I feel like
it
if
would
I
fly
was...
right over her head, but, like.
Yes, that's I'll the point, it. Yeah. Like, I think little kids, they won't really understand, but to a, like, our age group, it's like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, thank you for making this movie.
Exactly. But,
and it's so cool that it was from a Howard grad.
I know, awesome. Right?
Yeah.
It's inspiring. Howard's just really out here. That's why I love my school.
I know.
Oh, but I was going to say, I didn't tell you this. I got some sage.
Oh, really?
I got some Palo Santo. I saged my house. I don't know if I did it right, though. I didn't want to, like, be disrespectful about it or anything.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if I did it right.
That's what I told my mom, because remember I texted you, we were at, like, the crystal shop, like, a couple weeks ago or whatever? My mom also bought sage. And I was like,
oh, really?
She was buying, she hasn't done it yet. Because I said, I was like, you know, it could be like disrespectful in some ways. So like we should look up how to do it correctly. Because I think she was just buying it and just like, and I was like, I don't think that's how it's supposed to be done. But also, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. When you burn incense, do you get like headaches or do your eyes burn or anything?
I used to.
Okay.
But I watched a TikTok and it was like when it's like my dad when he says he hates incense, the smell of incense, but it's just because he has bad energy. So keep burning incense because apparently incense have really good energy. But I used to hate, because my parents used to burn them all the time, like when I lived in Georgia. But I'm going to say something that's a little crazy, but I really do think that, like, I had bad spirits when I lived in Georgia. I used to, like, I used to see ghosts and stuff like that. And, like, now when every time I, like, the podcast is getting all the tea, okay? Every time I dream about my house in Georgia, it's always a nightmare. And, like, stuff like that. But whenever we lived there, they would always burn incense, and I'd be like, oh, it's giving me the worst migraine. Like, I hate the smell. Blah, blah. But now, when I burn them, like, I'm like, oh, this smells so good. And then I saw that TikTok, and I was like, that makes so much sense. So, like, keep burning them.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like...
I feel that because I don't... It might be the environment that you're in. That's what I'm saying. I only ever have them, like, when we're here in New York. Like, my mom burns them. Yeah. And they give me the worst headaches. They make my eyes sting. I'm like, I can't do it. Like, put it in the other room. Yeah. But when we were in that little crystal shop, I was like, oh, I want to try them because I know they are good. And they, like, bring good energies and if you meditate and stuff with them. So I'm like, I do want to try it, but I was hesitant to, like, spend money on it if it gives me headaches. So that's why I was curious. But I don't know. I always felt like I got, like, bad juju from this town that I live in. So
it might be
this.
I was, like, the, where I lived in Georgia, there's lots of, I lived in, like, the woods. Like, Georgia has a lot of trees, and there was, Civil War tombstones in the backyard, stuff like that. So, my neighborhood was, the South is, like, very historic, because there's a lot of wars and stuff, so, like, that was normal and common, so.
Wow.
There was a lot of spirits, stuff like that.
So maybe I'll buy some and burn them in DC. See how I feel.
Yeah, you should do
Interesting.
That.
Okay. Updates to come. I'll do it whenever I get to go back, which I don't know when that will be.
Yeah, hopefully. Maybe after January 19th when Biden takes office, we'll be able to. Oh, but I was going to say, back on that topic, I just thought it was hilarious that they... On CNN, they called Donald Trump a narcissistic psychopath. I think that is the funniest thing in life.
Yes.
Because they've never called a president that ever. And I think that's hilarious.
I know. And you saw Twitter, like, deactivated his account.
Yes. I'm like, this is freaking history. This APUSH exam.
Yes. In, like, 10, 15 years. Like,
yes.
I don't know if that's when we'll have kids and they'll be in a grade for it. But, like, their tests, those political cartoons are going to...
The DBQs are going to be amazing. God.
I'm going to be like, let me write this for you. I remember.
I'll be like, I was there. I was there. Oh
no, our kids will be in class. They'll raise their hand and be like, my mom told me.
Yeah.
my mom went to school in like Washington, D.C. and literally.
My mom was literally in Virginia when this happened. Like,
yes.
Yeah. It's so funny.
That is going to be really funny. Good times that haven't happened yet. Oh, we will be old. Ooh. You know what I was thinking about? What? There's another, like, it's about Tom Felton. That's Draco Malfoy from Harry Potter. I was thinking, like, I don't want to get married or, like, settle down till I'm, like, 28, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be, like, 43 by then.
Oh, my gosh. He's going to be old. He's going to be Hugh Hefner.
That's what I said. Like, I'm going to be 28, 30. He'll be in his mid-40s. And then, like, by the time he passes away, I'm still going to be young.
Yeah.
Like, really young. Like, young enough to remarry.
That's not, like, not comp. Yeah, so you, he might, maybe he won't be, like, the love of your life. He'll just be.
But like, is, like, 14 years a lot?
For a marriage?
Or 12, I think he's 12 years older than me. Is that a lot? Yeah, to marry someone 12 years older than you?
I mean, yeah, but, like, does it, who cares?
Yeah. Ah, true. All right, I've just been thinking about these things.
I mean, like, you're going to be 28, so you're in the position to make us literally having this conversation on the podcast. People are going to think we're freaking crazy.
No, I know. I mean, we did an entire podcast where we, like, told our, like, life, like, our head stories of these boys.
That's true.
So it's fine. Yeah. But I've just been thinking about that, and I wanted to get your opinion on it.
Podcast. Listeners. Friends.
What's up?
Harry Styles is dating. Oh, my God.
Do you know how many, like, things I saw on TikTok that were, like, sad about him dating? Whoever he's dating.
Oh, my gosh. She's old. She's really? And she's pretty. It's Olivia Wilde. She's like a famous actress. Like,
don't know
pretty.
Her.
Oh, my God. Like, literally, I'm going to start. Like, I can feel my throat, like, welling up in the tears. Oh, my God. When I found out, like, my friend Val, she texted me. She was like, Delaney, Harry Styles is dating. I was like, I literally started pacing around my house. Like, and then at work, I was like, I'm going to have a freaking panic attack.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
It's deep love. And you guys listening, you might be like, these girls are so dramatic. But, like, find the person and you'll know what we mean.
Wait, why did I just get an email for school already for algebra?
Oh, my God. Wait, which algebra are you in?
Algebra 1.
Oh, I was going to take it, but I didn't. Is it every day or it's the other one?
No. No.
Oh, okay, never mind.
No. I would literally.
The one I would have to take for SOC is every single day, so I didn't take it.
Ew. No, I'm taking, like, normal algebra. I was afraid because I tested into remedial math, so I thought they would remember that, and they would force me to take remedial math.
Yeah.
But I had to take two maths, but remedial math does not count.
Oh, my gosh. That's what they had me going into. I didn't take the test, though.
Yeah, if you didn't take the test, then I think they automatically put you in remedial math, but they let me go into college algebra 1.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, I think I'm going to end up taking it over the summer.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take my second math over the summer.
Yeah, because I only have to take one, and I'm like, really bad at it. Like,
me too. I haven't taken a math since, like, my junior year of high school. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah,
I do
and not on top remember of that, algebra. I just don't understand numbers at all. Like, the other day, some math equation came up, and I was, like, talking, like, with full confidence. Mm-hmm. And my parents were like, Maya, are you okay? And I was like, what? And they're like, are you being serious right now? I'm like, yeah. They're like, your math is completely wrong. And I'm like, how? And I literally sat there and argued with them that my math was right. And they were like, Maya, 4 + 3. And I was like, 7. Wait, is it 7, 4, 5, 6? Oh, it is 7. I was like, 8. And they were like, it's 7. I was like, 8. Like, it was bad.
That is
and
something
like,
you would do.
No, yes. And my parents were literally like, Maya, are you serious right now? Like, are you are you real? And I'm like, I don't. It's 8. And it was bad.
Something I've noticed that has gotten worse, like, just recently. I don't know what this mental illness that I've just gotten, like, recently. Like, literally. Like, I wish I was kidding.
Yeah.
Like, I already can't tell my left and right. So, I knew I had slight, like, dyslexia, like, mild.
Yeah.
I can't tell numbers apart. Like, it's bad. I'll be at work, and I'll tell someone the total, and they're like, what? And I'll be like, 94.76. They're like, that's not what the screen says. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like,
but is it like a completely wrong number, or you just like switch them?
It's just flipped. No, like it's flipped. And then like I'll be counting change.
I'm not even lying. Yes.
Yeah.
I've experienced that multiple times. It's not like something that's like I've grown into. Like I've always been like this. Mm-hmm. The numbers, like it'll say like 123 and I see 132. It's not until I like re-look at it that I see 123.
It's always like 4 and 6 and 9 and like 7 and 1. Like, those are my problem numbers. I don't know why. It's, like, those are, like, kind of randoms. But I, like, whenever I see those, and 2, 2, 2, I always, like, they're always flipped. And it's so embarrassing when I'm, like, counting change. And I, like, I literally, I'm staring at the money. And, like, I'm, like, I can't count this. Like, it's so embarrassing. And I'm trying not to, like, hold my line up. But, like, I just can't. I don't know.
Wow.
But
interesting.
It's late age ADHD and dyslexia. Love that for myself. But I guess think for this year, I'm going to get some Adderall or something, because
my brother uses it. He likes it, but like he said it's helpful.
I mean, I'm sure he does it. It's pretty good, I guess.
Like it's helpful.
Yeah.
And but also, like, I don't know if this is like okay to say on like the podcast, but like my doctor will just give us anything that we ask for.
So like, will mine. Told my doctor I get migraines, and she gave me 4 different medicines.
Yeah. When I had a breast reduction, like, podcast, if you don't know, I had a breast reduction at 17. You're, like, legally you can get one, but, like, they suggest you don't get one.
Yeah.
My doctor literally was like, sure, I don't care, and wrote me a letter. I didn't have to go in or do anything. She literally was like, sure, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, a medical surgery. I was like, okay, thank you. It's great.
I mean,
thank
that's
you.
Like my mom. I mean, she got her a breast reduction, and now she can get a BBL if she wanted one, medically insured.
Wow.
No, she wants one because of like the skin stretching, and stuff. Because I don't know, the doctors, he was just like, come back and see me for this. I'll help you out.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay. But
that's nice. That's really nice.
I want a BBL. I seriously told her. She was like, okay. So I don't know what that means.
Go in and tell them that you're Ebony. Be like, yeah, I'm just a little shorter.
Yeah,
because
I could just do that.
Do it. You're like, wow, you really look great. But be like, thank you. You worked magic on me.
If I didn't like my nose, I could get a free nose job because I have a deviated septum.
You do? I don't have a deviated septum. And I want one, and my parents have been telling me, well, then start saving your money, because I don't have one, but I do want one.
Yeah. Yeah, I could get one. I don't know. I don't want to, like, tell myself I want a nose job, because then I don't want to, like, make myself insecure.
Yeah.
But I just don't see myself with any other nose. Like, I can't.
No, I think you have the perfect nose. I like my nose from the front, but I think I have, like,
like
my side
nose.
Profile is, like, kind of long, in my opinion. But I've always thought this. Like, I've thought this since I was, like, 4.
I don't think you have
I don't know which side it is. One of the sides of my nose, it's, like, I don't know if it's the right or the left. I think it's this side. It's a little, it like, seems long to me. I don't know.
I don't see it. it's just the insecurities people have. Like, other people never really see them.
Yeah. True that.
Goals. This was a weird podcast, but
yeah, it was cute. Really weird.
This was just a mind blowing like, combo.
I was gonna say it's like you and I's catch up because we haven't FaceTimed or really like talked in a long time.
No,
like
we just
don't really. I mean, we normally text like all the time, but I feel like we haven't really texted either.
No, because like, I feel like I was saving all my conversations for when I came.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
And now
it was just like little things like, hey, want to do this?
Yeah.
Want to do that?
Today I did this. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We can obviously plan it again. And we have spring break, which is a week of literally nothing.
So, yeah.
I mean, I'll see her obviously before 2021 is over.
Oh, I'll see you probably before this month is over. It's just not going to be next week.
True.
Because
True.
I don't think
we should do it before classes get like a lot, you know?
Yeah, I think I don't think this semester is going to be that crazy compared to last semester. I think teachers are going to be more lax, I hope.
Like, better understanding.
Yeah. I think a lot of students had a bad experience last semester.
Yeah,
I agree.
I
mean, if they did, well, if I think a lot of students had a good experience, meaning that, like, teachers weren't as crazy, and then the ones who did have a bad experience, those teachers are, like, going to be more understanding.
Yeah, I hope so, because the Spanish teacher that Delaney recommended to me, she was terrible for online.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Terrible. And
she was so easy in class.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of the problems were, because on Rate My Professor, the only reviews were from in person.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are totally different online. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. But it's okay. I'm still looking for a class to add to my schedule, but nothing's
opened. I need one more class, and they will not email me back. I mean, I haven't done it since it was time to register. I've only emailed mm-hmm. twice, but I guess I'll do it now that the holidays are over.
Yeah.
I need my last English.
Oh, okay. See, okay, you know what I think is crazy? Not, I said that with an accent. the schools are so different within the schools.
Yeah.
Like, you'd think that we'd have to take at least some sort of similar classes, but it's, like, completely different. Like, completely.
Like, what do you have to take?
Like, I only have to take two consecutive semesters of a language.
Mm-hmm.
I only have to take two semesters of English. I only have to take one semester of math. I think I only have to take, like, two semesters of, like, a random class. Like, it's super easy. And then, like, fine arts is, like, majority of the classes that I have to take.
Yeah,
no.
And
then SOC. I don't have to take
any.
Yours
is more trade-based. Like, you're learning more about your major. I feel like mine is, like, 2 full years of high school, right after high school. Like, I have to take two masks. I have to take two math. I have to take 4 years of language. I have to take three Englishes. I have to take two sciences, two natural sciences, and then I have to take two or three social sciences. Uh-huh. But I like social sciences. That's mainly my major, so that's okay.
Yeah.
And then the rest are mainly electives.
Science. Yeah. So I agree with that. Yours is more like,
but it's social science
educational based, but
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I had to take like four social sciences, but then mm-hmm. one natural science.
I've done
all the hard stuff. Everything going forward is just going to be things that I want to take, you know, like choices.
Yeah.
Oh, it's only the math that I have to get out the way.
But
everything else I've done.
It was hard to pick classes because all the stuff that I want to take now, I want to take in class, like, or in class, in person.
Yeah, like, me too. I agree.
I wanted to take a natural science. Everyone's like, yeah, just get it over with. But I'm like, no, I don't want to get it over with because I want to take it in person. Like, I want to be able to do the labs because I'm a very hands-on learner. Like,
a
natural science is going to be very hard for me because I haven't taken it since I was, like, a sophomore in high school. So, like, I'll need a teacher to, like, go to in person and ask questions. Like, I can't do, like, an email and wait and forget what I need to ask.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know.
No,
I just need to be
that.
Able to do the labs. And then
all
math,
of the, like, get it over classes with are done now.
Yeah, exactly. We've done that for two semesters now. So, it's like.
Yeah.
And then all my actual major classes, like, I need to start getting those. I need to start doing those. But, like, I want to do those
in person.
So, it's like.
Yeah.
I want to actually learn. Because I feel like no one's actually learning online.
Yeah, no, we're not. We're just turning in work.
Work. Yeah, we're learning for the assignment, and then we're turning it in, and then, like, oh, okay, what's next?
Yeah.
What's the next assignment?
I agree with that. Like, I think I'm taking, you get thrown into your major stuff, like, right away. So, like, now I'm on script writing, and I'm on audio for TV and film, and then I'm on directing, which is, like, that's literally the bulk of my major.
You need to be in person.
Exactly. But if I don't take them, then I'm behind.
Yeah.
So I just had to make a choice, and I picked script writing, and I picked audio for TV and film and I'm going to take directing hopefully on campus. Mm-hmm. But like, it does suck. Like, you just have to pick, I guess, the lesser of the two. And then, like, for example, I want to take a writing class, like a fiction storytelling class or something. Mm-hmm. But, like, I want to do that in person. I don't want to do it online and sit at my desk and write a story. Like, I want to be in class and, like, feel the vibe of everyone, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's definitely getting frustrating, but I just really hope we are on it for fall 2021.
Yeah, I agree. But I guess that's enough randomness for this podcast. I feel like...
Yeah, this is so random. We're going to not even have a title.
This is just going to be, thanks for watching.
It's going to be like, politics, Harry Styles, how old is too old, and school.
School 2021. Okay. Well, thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed.
If you've made it this far, we appreciate you. Send us a DM, please.
And please rate us and... share with a friend, and actually on our Instagram, tag a friend on our Instagram post.
Yeah, do that.
And we'll give you a shout out on our main account.
Yep, we will. A main, not a story post, a main in feed post.
Yep, and I'll edit a picture of me giving you a kiss.
Yep.
Not really, but I mean, if you want.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. Happy listening.
Peace out. Do, 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 do.